And we're both recording on both audio and video.
I like that intro, by the way. I don't know who picked that or where we found that, but kudos to you for finding it. Welcome to the Finance of Football podcast, where we dive into stories, strategies, and more shaping the world of football, also known as soccer, to us Americans. I'm Michael Array.
And I'm Asla Pillet, and we're so excited to have you join us as we explore the intersection of sports, finance, and culture.
Yeah, this is gonna be a lot of fun. I think it's a great moment for soccer/football in the United States. We just hosted Copa America. We have the FIFA Club World Cup coming this summer. We have the World Cup coming, the Olympics, right, in 2028, if I'm not mistaken.
2029, we probably get another FIFA World Cup, as I'm hearing from the, you know.
For the women?
No, FIFA World Cup, Club World Cup to come
Club
back
World
again.
Cup. Oh, I did not know.
Because it will be so successful in 2025. Maybe there will be a second round here again in the U.S., okay. Depending on the results, of course.
Did not know that. And then in 2031, U.S. and Mexico joint bid for the Women's World Cup as well. So we figured what better time than now to start telling these stories about the sport that, you know, both you and I grew up so involved in, and we've spent our whole careers involved in as well. So, we obviously talked about what the podcast is, and now we'll talk about who we are. So I've been a sports journalist and storyteller for 15 years. I've worked for daily newspapers when they were actually things.
You're old.
Yeah, which makes me sound old and feel old. But here we are doing a very, you know, forward-thinking thing with the podcast. I've worked for professional teams like New York City Football Club, leagues, and, you know, now as a freelancer, I specialize in soccer and golf, right, for Forbes Sports Money, The Guardian, Rob Report. I've done some stuff for Glory and then some endemic golf stuff as well. So I've been very lucky to interview the best involved in the game, you know, from MLS Commissioner Don Garber to Jill Ellis, Christian Pulisic, Alex Morgan, Andrea Pirlo, you name it. I've probably talked to them. I've been very fortunate, especially as a kid who grew up wanting to bend it like Beckham, and I never had that ability. And I just have the scars. I have a torn ACL and a fractured orbital as my battle scars from the game, but now I'm on the sidelines, and in the press box is a lot safer.
Of course, it's definitely safer. You know, I never played the sport, but I was born into a family of sports fans, but mostly soccer fans. My grandmother was an incredible soccer fan. She would know everything, and I just watched her, and it was during my years at Galatasaray High School that I fell in love with the team and the sport, and I said, this is where my heart is. And I was very lucky to cover now 3 World Cups, 5 Copa Americas, Olympic Games as a reporter.
Hold on, wait, you got a little something right here.
Yeah. I mean, covering World Cups, by the way, I think that's like in every journalist's probably dream moment, right? Like having that badge. You walk through the gates of the stadiums when nobody's asking you anything, what are you doing there? Like, you don't have to prove that you're just hanging out. And then most recently, I started covering the business side of sports at Sportico. That was my last job where, you know, I was very lucky to interview a bunch of people who are investing in sports team, especially soccer, all these American billionaires and financiers. But also throughout my career, I think, you know, mostly in Latin America where I was covering the sport, I was able to speak with from Rivaldo to Neymar, Messi to Maradona, a lot of the legends from that part of the world, which put me in the spotlight as the girl that can do a sports coverage. And I'm very happy that we're finally doing this, because my best part of my career, where I started in Uruguay, it started as a radio show. Mm. And I loved the impact of the audio storytelling, because you could just listen over and over again when you're doing something. So we're hoping that this podcast will serve that purpose. And then my last podcast, La Previa, which I did with amazing friend of ours, Boris Gartner, it was really great to do it in Spanish. And now that I'm, well, Boris also always like, encourage us to meet each other. And here we are, we're doing this together. Thanks to him. Gracias, amigo.
Shout out Boris.
Yeah, and we're very excited, I guess. I think I'm excited.
Yeah, I'd hope so. You know, you want to be excited about something new that we're doing and trying to get off the ground. And, you know, we both are fortunate that we have built up these reputations in the industry, and we're not trying to brag by any means, but it's trying to show why we're doing this, why we're putting our heads together to do something like this, and why it makes sense to do so. And funny enough, I thought about doing a sports business platform called Finance of Football, focused on the business of soccer and football a few years ago. Nothing came of it. And then when we spoke kind of recently, you had an idea of like, let's put our heads together and come up with the podcast. And I said, I have the perfect name for it.
That day, look, I wanted to do this for so long. I'm like, I need to do another podcast because I was very heartbroken and I was not going to be able to do La Previa again. And then you and I were talking and I was like, not only Michael is so good at what he does, like clearly I read your stories. I'm like, he's also
I'm glad someone outside of my mother reads my story. So thank you.
This is what all like, I'm like, Mom, can you please read my story? I like it. Yeah. But anyways, I was like, okay, he's funny. He's so nice. Both of us like really clearly love this game as fans. And that day something happened, like just came, like, you know, I usually people calculate these moves, make like all the plan and just submit and be like, hey, this is the project. You and I was like, do you want to do a podcast with me? And you turn to me and you're like, yes.
Yeah.
And that's it. This is why we're here. We're just basically two goofballs trying to really do what makes us happy. So we're hoping that it will make you, you know, happy and also learn something, one or two, some things.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I think that's the biggest thing too. And what I love about soccer, football, and just sport in general is that we can come from different backgrounds. We can have different socioeconomic status, religions, race, whatever it is, that if we have the same, you know, crest on our chest, it's like all that stuff goes by the wayside and we're automatically friends because we can sit there and talk about a match or complain about a player or a ruling decision or something like that. And this is the beautiful game for a reason. And don't get me wrong, there are issues with the game,
sure,
as there are everything in existence, but you know, we're gonna highlight the good, we're gonna highlight the bad. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, we're also gonna be having experts and storytellers and other people who can come on and have a conversation with us and share some of their insight into some of these conversations and some of these topics, because we don't know everything as much as we like to think we do.
Well, we know how to ask the right questions, who to bring. We have great, amazing contacts in this, you know, ecosystem. We're gonna talk about private equity in soccer. We're gonna talk about rise of the women's leagues. We're going to probably find people who work in technology and how to elevate the game through technological advances and how that technology, sports and culture always comes together. And I think that's some of the topics that we're, you know, planning on bringing to you very soon. Also, we're not going to just talk about what, we're going to also try to explain to you how and why.
Yeah. And again, I think that's the biggest thing. And I know I try to do that in every story that I write, that it isn't just so-and-so announced a partnership with so-and-so. It's what's behind it. What's the reasoning behind it? Are they trying to reach a certain demographic? Are they trying to break into a certain market? Like, what is, like you said, the why, not just here's the news, here's the recap of what happened. Because with social media and all that stuff today, people get that like that. So that's why we're going to take the time. We're going to go deeper into some of these subjects and share our expertise and knowledge and kind of thoughts on them. And then, like I said, bring in some experts as well to help us with that.
And but most importantly, I think there are a lot of people who probably thought, why are we calling it football? Even though clearly in the US it's called soccer. We believe that more and more fans, financiers, club owners, and team players, this is now called global football. I think everybody is differentiating it that way. And I think that was another reason why we connected. Like, this is football. It's always been for the hundreds of years. We will respect the term soccer and we keep using it. But we wanted to name our show Finance of Football because I think everybody now gets it. It's like, It's not the American football we're talking about. We're talking about the football that
yeah.
the Globe calls.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, finance of football sounds better than finance of soccer, just given the alliteration and that kind of stuff too, and FOF and all that stuff. But yeah, again, if you are an American football fan and you stumble on this by accident thinking we're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
We may.
We might, you know, we potentially could, you know, and the best thing is there is so much crossover in sport these days where you do have Patrick and Brittany Mahomes are investors in professional soccer teams in the United
exactly.
States. So it isn't
Kansas City Current.
Exactly. It isn't as siloed as it once was. And God forbid if you wake up, watch a Premier League match in the morning and then tune into your favorite NFL game in the afternoon, there's enough time on Saturdays and Sundays to do both. So
yeah.
I think that's the thing. It is going to be this kind of catch-all in terms of conversations, in terms of stories, obviously looking at the business aspect of this game that we love so much. And it's going to span a lot of different voices and a lot of different subjects, and we're just excited about it. And I think, you know, soccer or football is growing so much in this country, and hopefully we'll be two of the voices and at least one of the platforms that helps, you know, contribute to that as well.
Please, you know, you can listen to us in every podcast platform. I think we should say that too. You can follow our Instagram handle, Finance of Football Pod. We'll have a YouTube channel so you can watch these incredible episodes we're filming.
And subscribe, smash that like button, do all the things that all the kids do on social media these
yeah.
days.
We squat in some people's houses right now to record these episodes, but you know, we will have a permanent studio in one of these days. But we're very excited that you stumble upon this intro, and looking forward to give you more episodes. Please subscribe.